This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
green bats tumble. You know, I just I just heard top of the hour news. And parents are asking Apple Computer to help the parents with the addiction that children have with their Apple iPhones. Really. Now, this is my opinion. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, Rich Sheehan. My opinion is these phones are designed to be addictive. And the proof of the addiction is, if you look at a young person, do they ever not have their cell phone with them or within sight of them? Do the young people, I guess when they go to school, they have them in their pockets. They have them, they look at them during class. When they come home, they take them out of their pockets and put them on the counter if they're in the kitchen. And they keep looking back to see if there's a new message, see if it lit up the screen to let them know that they need to run over those few feet and just check that latest message from whoever might have said, "What are you doing? I don't know. What are you doing? I don't know. What do you want to do? I don't know." That kind of dialogue. Well, I think asking Apple to help solve the addiction problem is ridiculous. Why would you go to the guys who have created the addictive phone on purpose and ask them for help to solve the addiction? So parents have just figured out that, you know, these phones really are bad. They really are addictive. And that the users of these phones just can't seem to get away from them. And yes, they have damaged the social skills. Because if you talk to a millennial and you ask them if they've talked to their friends, they'll say, yeah, talk to them all the time. But they don't mean talk as in voice communication. They mean text. They mean they text each other and they use shortened words. And I believe another problem with this, with the cell phones, is we use these abbreviations because we're too lazy to type words like laughing out loud or something like that. We use LOL for that. Well, I believe that the smaller the lexicon, the smaller the vocabulary, the lower the IQ. Now, my dog is a pretty smart guy for a dog. But he's not pretty smart for a human. And he knows a few words. He knows the words like inside, outside, in the kitchen, lie down, do you need a hug, are you hungry, fresh water. He knows those words. He sort of knows the word no. Not completely, but sometimes he remembers what no means. Okay, short, short list of words that Thomas Jefferson, TJ, knows. So he's pretty smart for a dog, but imagine if a person just had that small lexicon. Would you say that that person was really bright and inventive and innovative? Or would you say, gosh, I don't want to be associated with that guy because he doesn't know very much? I think it would be the latter. So not only are cell phones bad because they seem to have inhibited one-on-one communications with people in favor of texting, but they've reduced the lexicon. And you don't need to remember too much. You don't need to remember phone numbers anymore. You just need to look at the picture of the person that you want to scroll through. You scroll through these pictures and you go, that's her, that's him. And you touch the screen and it places the availability of text to that person. So you don't have to know the person's phone number. You just go through life having this handheld computer transmitter receiver device in your pocket so you can look up the things that you don't know about. And you don't have to remember because you can always look them up. That's as long as the cell phone service is up and running and as long as electricity is flowing. As long as all that's working and you've got a battery in your cell phone, you know, think life is good. So it appears. I got a call last night from a young man who had a problem with wiring. And there was an outlet. There was an outlet that wasn't working properly. So I spent about 10 minutes discussing why I believed he had a problem with this particular receptacle, how to repair it, and why it failed. Complete instruction. But this young man called me for help, and I think that's admirable, and I love it. However, it would be good to just go to YouTube and type in replace a receptacle. It's all right there. So, the computer technology is good, but in terms of cell phones, I think the risks are just incredibly high in terms of damaging to young people and limiting their skill set because you don't have to know it. The computer knows it. The phone knows it. Your thoughts, Rich Sheeben?
All right. I'm going to go on a mini rant, okay, Vince?
That's good.
First of all, the quality of goods and services because of texting has and technology has gone down dramatically, especially in customer service. And you hit the nail on the head with one word, lazy. Text has no context. It's the lazy man's way of saying, I responded to your question or concern. In the world of business, texting should not be even appropriate or allowed. I know allowed is a tough word, but going back, you said a lot of things, especially parents being concerned about their kids. We have an imbalance between technology and nature, especially with our youth. We have an imbalance between humor and being serious because people are afraid to hurt anybody's feelings. Man, it's unbelievable that we had 18-year-olds charging the beaches of Normandy a few generations ago. But when you look at a lot of the social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all of them, they are tools for the elite, for self-incrimination for the rest of us. That's it. And the mainstream media is part of that technocracy. It's all killing us. We need, again, technology is the double-edged sword. It's good to have, but you have to use everything in moderation. Now, if you were a smoker and you just smoked 2 cigarettes a day, would you get lung cancer? Probably very, very low percentage compared to the people who smoke 2 packs a day. You ate 2 potato chips in lieu of a whole bag. If you had 1 or 2 glasses of beer or wine per day in lieu of a whole bottle. I mean, if you do things with moderation and modification, I think everybody would be a lot better off. But we are losing our skill sets. Technology is a good skill set to have, but we're losing our basic ways of thinking. And that's why we're being cultivated to be in followers. And that's why political correctness is so damaging. And that's why the bars of standards and expectation has been lowered dramatically depending on what group you're in. So you insult work ethic, ability, and intelligence of all these people. You degrade them. You disrespect them. You can't expect quality of life to increase. Divide and conquer strategies are all, these are all tools for that. And it dovetails into making the United States of America the divided groups of America. Because when you lower the bars of standards and expectations, everything goes down from getting a job to keeping a job to our customer service, to our quality of goods and services. Everything is a snowball going downhill. So the only way, when America gets destroyed by mediocrity, the bottom 93% does not have a chance of controlling their own destiny with ingenuity, productivity, innovation. I mean, if you use math as an analogy, now the mainstream media is calling you a racist. This is the drunk on Kool-Aid of political correctness that we've gotten into. And we're allowing politically correct buzzwords, hijacked by definition, to influence us in what we say and do. These are all bullying from the top down, protected by the elites. We all heard the saying, follow the money. Follow the narrative, memes, themes, talking points is the same thing. Okay, it's all generated to be manufactured to change perception, pity, guilt, ideology, the whole thing. We are allowing the powers that be to think for us. We are allowing the elite to poison us against ourselves. We need to go back to communication, where we sat around a fire pit, a campfire, and cooked some food and actually discussed and had intellectual conversation, instead of only having conversation that is sanctioned by the powers that be. Because their sanctioning is only done to make us submissive and break our will. That's exactly why a lot of this is being done. And that's why when people say these things, you get demonized, discredited, and delegitimized as an individual. But yet their elite are using groups to distract, dumb down, and divide us. Race, gender, sex, religion, ideology, generation. That's why you hear so much race baiting and sex baiting and gender baiting. You know, all this stuff about, sex should be adult mutual consensual sex. I use the term in the book, and I use it on the air all the time. How come it's not being used by the mainstream media? How come the mainstream media is not reporting all the pedophiles? When a young child has had that kind of trauma at a young age, like 4 to 11, there's zero chance of them having a normal life. Zero. But yet they're using men versus women and making everybody hate each other. And now women are starting to sue men for sexual harassment or rape that happened in the past with no proof. How come all these decades of these Hollywood people and wealthy women saying, oh, this is my starter marriage, while the guys in the background, poor guy, is saying, hey, I gave my word till death do us part. Are these guys going to be able to sue? How about Madonna offering DJs to vote for Hillary? Or the average porn person in America starting porn on the internet, 11 years old. You know, how can you blame men versus women? That's what they want to do. Divide and conquer and lower the bars of standards.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick delivery.
I'll be right back. I'm going to check the power from the solar system.
A proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildgraff. I'm the founder of The Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Have a little more return, please.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions.
Have a little more return, please.
Matters at the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Rich, gave me a lot to think about during the last segment. And there's several things that have come to mind. So, when I was interviewing for my first job after the university, I learned some things about interviewing techniques. And one was, you look at a person's dress. I'm not talking about a woman wearing a dress. I'm talking about how a person appears with clothing. Men and women. And what I learned was, if a woman wears more than three pieces of jewelry, it is flashy, and you probably don't want to hire that person for that reason. Okay, as simple as that. So what is a piece of jewelry? Well, earrings, two earrings would be considered one. Okay. One piece of jewelry, maybe a bracelet, and maybe one ring. That's it. No more. Not piercings up the side of the ear, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 earrings in one ear. No nose rings. No tongue rings. None of that stuff. Okay? Not five necklaces. One necklace. Okay? For guys, it was, are they wearing tie shoes, meaning with laces, or are they wearing loafers? Well, loafers indicated laziness back then. Simply wearing loafers that don't have laces would be considered a sign of laziness, and yeah, you probably don't want to hire that guy because he's inclined to be lazy, simply from the selection of footwear. Okay. And then the candidates brought into the men's room. Okay, or the ladies' room. How many towels, you know, how many paper towels do they use when they wash their hands? Well, If it's, you know, two or three or four, that person is extravagant and is wasting the company's resources. So we don't want to hire that person either. Does the person, you take them up the stairs, not in the elevator, but up the stairs, does the person hang on to or use the handrail, the railing, going up the stairs? Well, that's kind of an indication that the person's not all as healthy as you might want them to be. Those were the cues that were used back, you know, in the 70s. Does a person wear a tie? And is the shirt buttoned on the top button where the tie is, or is that button loose? All indications of laziness and appearance. And that was taken into consideration when a person was being evaluated to be hired. And then shortcuts. Now, this all ties to the cell phones and to our method of communication today. So, for example, when you receive an email from me, you typically see the words thank space you on the bottom of the email. Most of the time. Almost all the time. Thank, then the space bar, and then the word you. That's 9 characters if you include the space. Well, younger people might use the word thanks, T-H-A-N-K-S. That's 6 characters. Or T-H-X. That's 3 characters. Or they might save the entire time of saying thank you, thanks, or thanks, T-H-X, by saying nothing and saving all characters. That's where we're headed. We are headed to a world that is less polite. A world that is me first. And I don't like it. I really don't like it. It's okay to be polite. It's actually a kind of a nice thing to be polite. It's nice to open the door for a lady getting into your vehicle if you're driving, operating the vehicle, if you're the pilot or the captain of that vehicle. It's okay to hold the door for the guy behind you or the gal behind you coming into the door. It's okay to let them go first. You open the door, they're behind you, you let them in, then you follow them. Those are all okay. But I think we've lost the sense of that with this new technology that we've embraced. The shortcuts. The shortcuts. The lazy man's way. To me, it does not lead to innovation. It leads to decline. I'm sorry to say it, but that's how I feel about it. It leads to decline. Heck, we can't even figure out where to put furniture in our rooms. We have to hire somebody or have somebody from the furniture store come over and show us where to put the chairs.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us, Off-Grid Montana. .com. Rich, did you have any comments about my last rant about communication inability to be innovative of the millennials and so forth?
I do, and we talk about this all the time. They're all interconnected. You know, when we don't use hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications anymore, especially for getting a job and keeping a job, and we lower the bars of standards and expectations, we have what's called a law of diminishing returns. And basically, everybody gets lazy. Well, not everybody, but a lot of people, especially when we don't have those balances between technology and nature and a lot of things we talked about. Well, when the level law of diminishing returns for everything, quality of goods, customer service, doing what you say you're going to do on the job, in business, you basically, that loss of appreciation and value for the job doesn't really occurs at such a high degree, nothing matters anything anymore. You're basically, we're allowing the powers that be to hide the inadequacies of the system. And that's an example I used in the book regarding HIPAA regulations. When you go to a doctor's office and you sign the paper for HIPAA, it's supposed to be, they say, for patient confidentiality. It's the furthest thing from it. It's to hide inadequacies of the system. And I use this in the context of business, not home life or private life, because, folks, you don't know what goes on behind closed doors. You know, to tell people, oh, you're not parenting right, or you're not doing this right, or you're not doing that right. And we have a divorce rate that's well over 70% in America today. America's been more estranged than they've ever been. I mean, you just look at race relation indexes, gender relation indexes, just from when Obama got into office and left office. We've never had the divisions that we have now. So, again, you don't know what goes on behind closed doors. So to judge someone's home life, you better do that before you start judging. But in the world of business, when all you do is text, when all you do is have alibis and excuses, and you don't work as hard, and your communication stinks, and your word of honor stinks, basically that puts us in a position where, again, hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications don't matter. And people are being hired based on politically correct buzzwords like equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, inclusiveness, prosperity, accountability. Most of these words don't even mean anything. They've literally been hijacked by definition to use as a tool to divide the American people. It's a weaponized tool. And when we keep allowing the bars of standards to be lowered, and the mainstream media and the press is a great example, they're all bought and paid for. In other words, they're owned. And this is why we need citizen journalism. Because we've gotten to the point that, heck, even charities are so corrupt today. People don't even want to give to charities because the CEO and the officers are making so much money. And this takes us to what I always talk about, practice with your priest laws. You know, you started to talk about an article, Vince. I don't know if you want to go through with that, but you alluded to it. It's titled, it's from the Detroit Free Press, Embezzlement Plagues Union Offices Around the U.S.
I want to talk about
the show.
And these guys,
a Fiat Chrysler executive, Al Lacobelli, and UAW Vice President General Holyfield, basically stole millions of dollars intended for worker training. So we've gotten to the point where when hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications don't matter, the bars of standards go down, the law of diminishing returns takes over, there's no appreciation of value, people aren't policing one another, nobody cares, greed, corruption, nepotism, deception takes over, and this is why we need to go back to practice with your priest laws. And if we had that something that simple, like how many people do you see in Hollywood saying, oh, we need to have carbon taxes, you know, we're global warming, and yet they're flying all around the world on jets, often private jets, living in multiple houses, often 5,000-10,000 square foot homes, and telling us how we should live. Or how about the people who are proponents of getting rid of guns, but yet they have private security to pack guns to protect themselves, and they were often, these people who were touting this are often living behind gated communities with armed guards. We have to have practice with the pre laws, and if we don't, things are going to get worse, Ben.
You're talking about guys like Mayor Bloomberg of New York, who was anti-gun, yes, and he had his security force. And when he traveled to other countries, he'd bring his security detail with guns with him. So, yeah, he could say he was against guns, but he had a small army protecting him. Rich, as you were talking about, and I was talking about shortcuts, I was thinking about back in the 1980s, there was an IBM system called TOSS, Total Office Support System, T-O-S-S, and it was the forerunner of texting. And so I would have this screen on my desk, and people would toss me or text me, as it were. And they would say, there's a meeting you need to go to at, you know, a certain time in a certain room. And I wouldn't show up. I would not show up. And they'd say, hey, Finelli, you missed the meeting. Where were you? And I'd say things like, well, I was working. I was doing important things. And you guys just, you know, have these meetings and you just talk. You know, do things. You just talk about doing things. I'm actually doing things. I'm busy. I don't have time for these meetings. And so my reaction to this was they'd say, well, we told you about the meeting. I go, yeah, I saw it. But you sent it via this interoffice messaging system. But my reaction to that is if you really wanted me to be there, you would have come over. You'd walk the 100 feet from your desk to my desk and say, we've got a meeting. We're going to be talking about this. What are your thoughts? Do you think you should be involved? But you didn't do that. And you didn't call me. So just because you texted me, you think it's incumbent upon me to show up and stop what I'm doing just because you felt like including me on a distribution list of a meeting you thought I should go to. Well, maybe I think I've got something more important. And that's what I'm doing. I'm actually working for a living. I'm actually doing things, building things, creating things, not talking about it. And they used to get furious with me because I just did not respond well to these shortcuts. And that's why I have this pet peeve about the way we communicate, the way young people communicate. Because I saw how it worked in its infancy when it was introduced as what a great thing. We can have this total office support system where we can text each other. And what happened, the net fallout of this, is that people would say, well, maybe we should invite this guy, that guy, the other guy to a meeting just so they don't feel left out. You know, we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. So people would get invited to meetings they had no business being invited to and were removed from doing what they were hired to do in the first place so they could go to these stupid meetings that were not productive. That's what I saw. Now, let's move on to what you were talking about, which was the embezzlement of America. Well, so in 2009, Chrysler Corporation went bankrupt. It's one of America's great car companies. They went bankrupt. And they were acquired by Fiat of Italy. Okay, so what does Fiat own? Well, Alfa Romeo, Chrysler, Dodge, Ferrari, Jeep, yes, Jeep, Lancia, Maserati, Ram, and another company. Okay, that's Chrysler. Now, what's going on with this embezzlement? Well, embezzlement is now plaguing union offices around the United States, as reported in the Detroit Free Press. So at the UAW, Fiat, Chrysler, and federal investigators unraveled a scandal of misappropriation of millions of dollars that was supposed to go to worker training. So we want to train our people to be the best and brightest and most productive, and the money that was allocated for training workers was embezzlement. It was embezzled. Can you imagine that? So now there are over 300 union locations that have discovered theft in just 2 years. 300. We're talking about millions of dollars. Okay, so who are they? What unions are we talking about? Well, the cases involve unions representing nurses, aerospace engineers, firefighters, teachers, film and TV artists, air traffic controllers, musicians, bus inspectors, Yes, bus inspectors, bakery workers, roofers, postal workers, machinists, iron workers, steel workers, dairy workers, plasterers, train operators. Have we heard any train crashes? I think we have. Plumbers, stagehands, engineers, electricians, heat insulators, missile range workers, and bricklayers. So these individual cases have fraud ranging from a little over $1,000 to nearly $6.5 million. And the article continues to say unions are not unique in this. There's another group that's hit by hard by embezzlement. What would that be? You won't believe it. Praise the Lord, you won't believe it. Churches. Now, these are people who would embezzle from a church. Well, people who work there. So, praise the Lord, pass the plate, give up your money, and have it embezzled by the people who work there, typically employees. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? This is what's happening. And, as we reported in the Fiat Chrysler case, money provided for worker training was embezzled by men who were supposed to be working together to negotiate a labor contract. And instead, they divvied up hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Watch it.
No, there's something coming.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day. God, you're
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, Rich, I picked up the phone a couple days ago, and I called John Moore, one of our instructors. I just called to say hi, and we had a really great chat. He's a host on Republic Broadcasting Network. And so he said, hey, Ben, I just have a seed for you to think about. He said, what about an expo? So I told him my thoughts on an expo, and he said, well, maybe we should put one together. So today at 6 o'clock Central Time, I'm going to be a guest on Republic Broadcasting Network's broadcast with John Stattmiller. So John Stattmiller and John Moore and I are going to be talking about our thoughts on, you know, should we have an expo? What's the climate like? Are people interested? So if you want to hear that discussion, I'll be a guest on Republic Broadcasting today, 6 o'clock Central Time. And, you know, wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice if we could have a get-together with, you know, some of our friends and family across the airwaves? Wouldn't it be neat if you get a chance to meet some of us, like Rich Sheepin and those of us here at USA Prepares and other broadcasters as well? Wouldn't that be fun? So that's what we're going to talk about today. See if we think it's feasible in this climate, in this environment. So if you think that that's something you're interested in, you might want to tune in, and you may want to call in. Okay, Rich, any thoughts about that?
Oh, I think it's a great idea. When you had yours, what was it, about 4 or 5 years ago that I came down, I got to meet John Moore, and I've been on his radio show quite a few times too. He's a great guy. And, you know, there's some new subjects that I think would entice a pretty big turnout, things like cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin and alternative choices and things like that. We were talking about all these people who are embezzling from unions and big corporate oligarchies and even big government, and basically the fascist system that we have. I mean, we can't forget that Obama stole 300, what, billion or million, I can't remember, from Freddie and Fannie to keep Obamacare afloat. You know, it's gotten to the point that if you're part of some group, at the aristocracy or the serfs, or if you have a certain skin pigmentation, gender, race, sex, religion, ideology, generation, you know, we have really turned into this 1984 Orwellian nightmare where people can no longer control their own destiny. And if we got like-minded people together and built databases with like-minded people who want to control their own destiny, I mean, look what the banks have done, rigging all the markets over the years, LIBOR, silver, Forex, treasuries, the VIX. No one goes to jail. It truly is the aristocracy versus the serfs. We have to get this left-right paradigm out of our minds. The ideology part is a very small part. It's the people who have an addiction to power, money, and control wanting to manage the people. And if people understood that, I think we can have a lot more synergy, a lot less division, and have a plan of action where we can control a little more of our own destiny, Vince.
Yep, I totally agree. Hey, have you seen the information about, you know, what happens when minimum wage goes up, how it destroys the jobs of the people who have the minimum wage? So for example, there's an article at Zero Hedge. And so Seattle hiked the minimum wage and had a great result. 6,700 jobs are lost as a result of increasing the minimum wage. Harvard has a study, and it says each $1 minimum wage hike causes a 4 to 10% increase in restaurant failures. So the more we raise, the more the government tells us what we're going to do in our organizations and companies, the more we fail. Yeah, regulation and edicts like minimum wage hikes cause us to go out of business, causing unemployment. Fritz Schumann, thanks so much for being with us today. Off Grid, Montana. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.